Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news. The Bible says this is the day the Lord hath made, and we're to do what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Did you wake up this morning? Of course you did. You excited about that? Well, this is a sobering thought. Today, 150,000 people woke up not knowing today they were going to die. It's a sobering thought, isn't it? Question might be, are you saved, my friend? Are you ready to die today if your number comes up? The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you ever done that? Do you know when, where, how? The Bible also says in Proverbs, you, if you win souls, you're a wise person. Yeah, it's a really big part of your life, or should be, as a Christian. Getting the good news of Jesus Christ to others so they can enjoy what you have, the peace, the freedom of knowing heaven is your home. 150,000 people. Think about it. The owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop can proceed now with his lawsuit against the state of Colorado after a judge refused to dismiss this case. Jack Phillips has accused the Colorado Civil Rights Commission of anti-religious bias because it punished him for refusing to bake a cake celebrating gender transition. Phillips, represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, filed suit when the state chose to prosecute him, even after he won his case at the U.S. Supreme Court in June. Judge Wiley Daniel of the U.S. District Court for the District of Colorado ruled the suit against the state can now move forward. Colorado is acting in bad faith and with bias toward Jack, said ADF Senior Counsel Jim Campbell. We look forward to moving forward with this lawsuit to ensure that Jack isn't forced to create custom cakes that express messages in conflict with his faith. You know, that just makes sense, and all the rest of it just is ridiculous. It's the new America. President Trump made his case last night for funding the long-promised border wall, taking his case directly to the nation with an address from the Oval Office and calling the surge of illegal immigration a growing humanitarian and security crisis. The president's speech drew seemingly deep lines in the sand as Republicans and Democrats plan to meet today to continue negotiations on ending the partial federal government shutdown over the border wall funding. Trump drew a correlation between border security and the opioid crisis and drug deaths here in this country, calling for the closure of the pipeline that enables vast quantities of illegal drugs, including meth, heroin, cocaine, fentanyl, to cross the border. Trump also paid tribute to several Americans allegedly killed by suspected illegal immigrants. Not just suspected illegal immigrants, they were. And they weren't allegedly killed, they were killed. The latest California Police Corporal Ronald Singh, whom authorities say was killed the day after Christmas by an illegal immigrant suspected of drunk driving. Meanwhile, as might be expected, the Democrats called Trump's address fake news. In a joint Democratic rebuttal to President Trump's address, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused the president of fear-mongering and manufacturing a crisis to distract the public from the turmoil in his administration, urged him to sign legislation to end the shutdown. We can reopen the government and continue to work through disagreements about policy, Schumer said. We can secure our border without an expensive, ineffective wall. Well, we haven't done it yet. And we can welcome legal immigrants and refugees without compromising safety and security. The symbol of America should be the Statue of Liberty, not a 30-foot wall. Bah, humbug. In her remarks, Pelosi said the president's statements during the partial shutdown have been full of misinformation and even malice, and accused the administration of practicing cruel and counterproductive policies at the southern border. Build the wall. Schumer, Pelosi, they're pathological liars. They've done nothing constructive for immigration or border control. They haven't done anything for half a century, and they're not going to. The president gave a great speech. The importance of the wall. That's why he was elected. Solid border security. That's why he was elected. Schumer and Pelosi achieved the opposite. These two leaders have been in Congress for decades now. They've accomplished very little during their time there.
You know, more people, all of us really, would learn from their mistakes if they weren't so busy denying them.
And, well, sometimes people don't want to hear the truth because they don't want their illusions destroyed. And then you hear stories like this and you say, why not me? We oftentimes hit the garage sales, and then you'll see a story every now and then about some famous painting or something that was found at a garage sale they got for a quarter and is worth a small king's ransom. How about this? A rare 1943 copper Lincoln cent found by a Massachusetts teenager in his change after he paid for lunch at the school cafeteria is expected to fetch up to, what? $2 million when it's auctioned off. The coin, produced accidentally by the United States Mint, has been described as the most famous coin ever made in air. In 1942, pennies were supposed to be struck from steel in order to conserve copper for shell casings, telephone wire, and other wartime necessities. However, a small number of bronze blanks were caught in the mint's presses and were struck into pennies in the new year. The resulting copper cents were lost in the flood of millions of steel cents, escaped detection by the mint's quality control measures, and quietly slipped into circulation. It's believed only 20 of those coins were ever made. And a teenager, 16 years old, he's a coin collector, Don Lutis Jr. of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, found one in his change after he bought lunch at the school cafeteria. Bids for the coin currently at $100,000, but another 1943 copper cent was sold by a New Jersey dealer to an anonymous buyer for $1.7 million, and that was 8 years ago. Isn't that something? See, the problem for me is I went through my change, I would probably find out most of it was counterfeit. More news right after this. Hello, world. News, information, and comment comes your way because of this Christian radio station. Also, because of the Cross Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Greg Patton Ministries, all giving time and money so that you can hear a half hour of news, information, and comment every day. Get in touch with us, HelloWorldRadio@gmail.com. I would love, love to come to your church, preach the Word of God, see people saved, lives changed. Been doing it for 40 years. Why not? HelloWorldRadio@gmail.com to get in touch with Dr. Greg Patton. Oh, it'd be good to hear from you today. Oh, and this is closed circuit for Middlesboro, Kentucky. Are you folks listening? Awfully quiet down there. Like us on Facebook. I want to be your friend. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. I know Jonathan is listening from W-M-I-K, but you? Come on. And one more thing. Not too soon to tell you. We're coming to Tri-Cities, Tennessee, the end of February, first day of March. We'll be in and out of town in no time unless we hear from you now. Get in touch. HelloWorldRadio@gmail.com. Well, I was excited last night. For whatever reason, one of my sons, who's not going to church, not serving the Lord, sent me a video on Dabo Swinney. Isn't that some name? Dabo Swinney. Head coach of the Clemson Tigers, who just happened to be one of the best football teams ever in college. Just won the national championship over the lauded Alabama Tide. Well, the video was incredible. It had to do with his news conference. And the question was, could you talk a little bit about your faith? He said this. Well, that's the easiest question today. My faith. And then he went on to tell how he was saved as a young man and how he has led his three sons to Jesus Christ and how they all serve the Lord. And that's the most important thing in his life. Isn't something how God uses people? Why would my son send me that? Anytime I mention spiritual things, he disappears or does not respond. So
In this case, he sends it to me. He said it was really good, and what a testimony. It is indeed. Use it, my friend, to tell others about Jesus. You never know how the Lord's going to work and who he's going to use. It's Bible. Be instant, in season, out of season. Be ready to give an answer to every man, woman, child that asks you the hope that is in you. That hope is Jesus. Amen. Why do you suppose there's so much craziness at the fast food joints? Teenage girls caught on camera hurling heavy objects at McDonald's employees in Moreno Valley, California, after being asked to leave a children's play area, causing, well, thousands of dollars in damages, according to police. I was about to get hit in the head. They were throwing them pretty high, like they had no aim, said an employee, Dexter Forbes. He claimed they broke a monitor during the fight. Everything quickly escalated, telling me to get up and fight them. And I said, I'm not going to fight you. A 28-year-old mother who didn't want to be identified said, I mean, you saw what they did to the older man. The woman said she asked the teens to leave the kids' clubhouse where her 2- and 5-year-old daughters were just playing together. The woman said they refused to fight the minors. They came and they threw cups of water and ice, and the thing escalated. It's a part of the new America that you've heard about. Well, look there, just hundreds of thousands of chicken tenders on the highway. And what could be the first for this nation, an Alabama Emergency Management Agency issued a public service warning this week telling people not to eat the hundreds of chicken tenders spilled across the highway. It happened Sunday, Cherokee County. The sheriff's office went so far as to threaten to charge any sticky-fingered people. The sheriff's office is asking no one try to stop and get the chicken tenders that were spilled in the 18-wheeler crash. You're creating a traffic hazard and crime and impeding the flow of traffic, and they've been on the ground for 24 hours and they're unsafe to consume, so don't do it. They say this odd public warning has gotten national attention with hundreds of comments, thousands of shares on Facebook, many jokes about the chicken tender fender bender, while others bore witness to the havoc created by motorists seeking a little free food. The fact that you have to post this is just killing me, wrote one kid. With my luck, I'd be hit by a honey mustard truck, said another. Anyone else feel like they lost a few IQ points after reading this thing? Well, you get the idea. Chicken tenders everywhere. Wow, do you suppose this is considered the mother of all divorce settlements? Amazon CEO, richest man in the world, any Jeff Bezos and his wife Mackenzie are, well, they're divorcing. The billionaire executive announced the news yesterday in a tweet signed by both of them. Jeff Bezos, 54, and Mackenzie Bezos, 48, have been together 25 years. We want to make people aware of the development in our lives. Development. As our family and close friends know, after a long period of loving exploration and trial separation, we've decided it's time to divorce and continue our shared lives as friends now. We want to make people aware, huh? Gonna be friends. The couple last year launched a charitable fund together, dubbed the Day One Fund. The statement Wednesday suggests they'll continue to work together on things. Wow. The settlement? Oh, a mere $160 billion for Mackenzie to go away and be friends. Isn't that something? Measles, did you say measles? It's time to panic. Cases of measles have reached a 20-year high in several counties in New York amid an outbreak that threatens to reach epidemic proportions, they say. At least 160 people have been infected by the virus, which typically strikes children in New York, and unusual outbreaks have been reported now internationally. The worst affected areas are Rockford County. Meanwhile, 25 other states have reported some outbreaks, with numbers climbing particularly high in Oregon and Washington. Measles are back. And this just goes to show you how we're all different. I think particularly how maybe men and women are different, or maybe it's just me. I have been accused of being a slob now and then. I don't know, it happens to me all the time. My wife gets furious getting those ice cubes out of the ice maker. Some of them hit the floor now and then. Hey, a little water. Just kick that thing under the refrigerator. It's just water under the fridge. Oh, yeah. The Bible and the New America right after the Don't You Go Away. I was asking myself this question this week, whether I'm a good servant or not of the Lord Jesus Christ, a good member of the Lord's army. You know, two areas I think you can really tell where a person's heart is spiritually. Number one, and maybe it's the most important thing in all the Bible reference to this, is your giving, money. It says an awful lot about you and your heart. Do you give it freely or grudgingly? How do you do that exactly? And the other is the area of service. How do you serve? God talks so much. I mean, he was the master servant, but how about you and me? We're his representatives on this earth, whether it's in the community, through the church, in doing things for the Lord Jesus Christ, representing him. Are you serving? So again, those two areas, so key. Serving, giving, your money. God said it, for where your treasure is, that is where your heart's going to be also. Be a cheerful giver. So if I say, Buffalo Springfield, what do you think of? Can you hear that song right now? Seems like yesterday. Did you hear the news today? It's not good. In fact, it's downright discouraging. Buffalo Springfield sang, I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look, what's going down? When you look at what's going down in the world today, do you find it terribly difficult to not get depressed? Are you one of those politically correct people where you say Merry Christmas, where you say God bless America, you own a gun or two, you love bacon, you stand and salute the flag, and you thank God for our troops? Just a checkup. Is America becoming a second-class nation? 15 of 22 nations polled believe China now going to replace or already has the United States as the world's leading power. What's happened to America? Sexual immorality? Deviant sexual behavior has become a way of life for many in the United States. God's laws against living together prior to marriage? Marital infidelity? Same-sex marriage? Considered archaic to even talk about it now. It's out of date to a number of Americans. Isn't that sad? As we claim our freedoms and superior intellectual understanding, many in the United States think they know better than God. Reflecting this way, the United States has become one of the largest producers of pornography in all the world. Jeremiah 5, 7, and 8. Interesting. The ancient Israelites had similar attitudes toward God's moral laws, did they not? As God said through the prophet Jeremiah, how shall I pardon you for this? We ought to ask that question. Your children have forsaken me, grandkids too, and sworn by those that are not gods. When I fed them to the full, then they committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. They were like well-fed, lusty stallions. Everyone nighed. It's a horse term, right? Everyone nighed after his neighbor's wife. God also lamented that he did not know how to blush, man, Jeremiah 6:15. And therefore they shall fall among those who fall. In the time of their punishment they shall be cast down. Now here's the message, and don't miss it. The history of nations is clear. When people lose their sense of values, lose their reliance on Almighty God, bad things happen. The history of ancient Israel shows that war and oppression followed whenever people forgot God. The United States of America is no exception to this timeless principle. God will not continue to bless a nation that no longer trusts him or obeys his laws. A lot of phoniness in America. Jeremiah 17:9 said, man is evil in his heart. Man believes he can rise to any level and best God. Isaiah 14:12 shows your original daddy was Satan. We are warriors, I guess. We love to fight. We love death. Isn't that something? How about your conscience? You know, your conscience reacts to moral law, but here's the problem today in America. Kids now for decades have been taught something else, no real right or wrong in America, led by men abandoning their responsibility, women trying to be mom and dad in the house, the schools that we already talked about, kindergarten through college teaching a humanistic structure, the ideal. It's impossible to have a moral compass. It really is today. East is west, up is down. The conscience simply is reactionary to what it understands. What is in the heart? Paul talked about conscience. Now, the more you divorce God from what is going on in the world, you're seeing what's happening in America today. Man is wicked, hostile to God, selfish, self-centered, proud, and now really angry. All of this stuff says that we are a corrupt nation, a corrupt people. What we are seeing today is justification of an angry people. Here's just one example. It's not about the South or slavery 200 years ago, no. Have you been nearly cussing mad about something recently, really? That's what's happening. Angry mankind exhibiting what God said he is. I used to explode before I was saved. I was a very angry person. Many Christians are that way now. We're seeing a wicked human explosion. When we do not stop it and somehow justify it, my goodness, we are in big trouble. You're not a racist. You don't believe in the supremacy of white people, do you? If you are really born again. The Bible teaches that individuals and nations need to learn to obey Almighty God and depend upon Him for blessing, safety, and understanding. Sadly, humans rarely remember the lessons of history and so often repeat the same mistakes generation after generation. Biblical prophecies about Israel and the modern descendants of Israel exist for our benefit if we only study them and act accordingly. We need to pay attention to what God says, or we will suffer the consequences of those poor decisions. A good start is to lock this one into your mind and go over it maybe several times a day. Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See, God, if there any wicked way there, there will be. And then, God, you lead me in the way everlasting. Isn't that good? If you're sincere, God will do it. It'll change your life. Yeah, we're not great at all. God is great all the time. You and I quite often are just trying to survive, but with Him, all things are possible. Things can turn around. That's been proven time and time again, but not from a proud, wicked-hearted people. God, take care of us. We need you today, big time. And you and I need to remember, if your life makes God smile, my friend, you can be assured of this. There will be plenty of people frowning.
Finally, let me ask you this. Have you ever pretended that someone was on the phone, either when you were at work or home, or come on now? There was this new young doctor. He just opened the office, and he felt really excited about everything. His secretary told him that a man was there to see him, so the young doctor said, send him in. Pretending to be the very busy doctor, he picked up the phone just as the man came in. Yes, sir, that's right. That fee will be $200, and I'll expect to see you then a little after 2 o'clock. All right, then. No later, please. I'm a very busy man here. He hung up and turned to the man. Can I help you, sir? No, said the man. I just came here to install the phone. Wouldn't that be awful? Oh, yeah. That's it. Another edition of Hello World. Like us on Facebook. Many of you are, and I appreciate the things you're sending me, including getting in touch, helloworldradio@gmail.com, sending me all kinds of stories and videos, and appreciate that very much. Thank you for being a part of this radio ministry, if you will, out of the Cross Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm Greg Patton, come to you each day at this time. Thanks for being here. Until tomorrow, same time, same place, God bless. Have a great day.